Hello, this is Dr. Tom Servo, and Richard has a hard dick.
Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kane Richard.
You're listening to Bonersode 66 for October 9th, 2020. I'm your host, Richard. And today's producer is Great Big Pete. Pete also made the Bonersode intro song. I don't think I've mentioned that in a while. Anyway, who cares about Great Big fucking Pete? Sweet Fancy Moses, you guys. I am so sorry for going, what's it been, shit, a full month between Bonersodes? Hopefully you all saw the post I made on Patreon explaining the situation. Anyway, you've waited long enough. Let's make some telephone calls.
Hello.
Hi, Beryl?
Yes, I'm there.
Hey, it's Richard with Comcast.
Yes, I just missed your call on the other phone.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, I was just calling because we're going to be doing some maintenance on your street in a little bit.
Okay.
And there's going to be a little bit of a disruption to your service while the crew is out there working. And I just needed to let you know about that.
So you're just letting me know that I might not have television for a while?
Yeah, your TV and your internet, and if you have the phone line as well, that's all going to be out.
Yeah.
While they're
for
out there.
How long?
For about 3 to 4 weeks.
What?
Yeah, they're going to be just, you know, running some
line.
You mean
I won't have a telephone for 3 or 4 weeks?
Well, you'll have your cell phone that you're talking on right now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yep. Oh, but I was gonna be getting a church service on Sunday.
What does a church service have to do with the internet or TV?
Well, it comes on my computer.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not happening. Yeah, you're going to be out for a good 3 to 4 weeks. They're going to be running some line out there.
Okay, so how much are you taking off my bill?
Well, that's not really how it works. You know, it's just you just pay for the service.
It has to work. I'm not going to pay for 3 weeks' work when I'm not getting anything.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they might finish early, and it'll only be like
even for
2 weeks and 6 days.
Even 1 week I wouldn't pay.
Well, no, that's not really how it works, though. Like, we don't prorate, you know? It's just kind of a flat fee kind of thing. And plus, you pay in advance, so, yeah.
Maybe I'll go get something else other than Comcast.
Oh, no, we're the only one. We're the only game in town.
Well, what about Fios?
We successfully lobbied and blocked that from your area. Yep. Pretty much we bought off all the local politicians.
I think this is ridiculous.
Well, it's ridiculous. No, it's just a little routine maintenance. That's all. It takes a while to run a line, apparently, like a month. You know, like I said, it could be just.
I think this is terrible.
Well, I mean, you could read a book or, you know, go for walks. There's all kinds of things you can do. This is really good.
Oh, sure.
You don't need Fios to go for a walk. You know?
I don't mean, I meant with the virus, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah. You know, look, Trump just got it and he was better in what, 2-3 days. So we're all fine.
You're fine, and I'm fine, but I can't go anywhere.
Well, why not? You can't let it dominate your life. That's what the president said.
Well, I just think I am not going to pay any bill.
Well, then we're going to just shut off your service permanently if you're going to have that attitude.
Well, that might just be the way it has to go.
Well, then why are you complaining about being out for a month if you're just going to get rid of it altogether?
I'm complaining for being out for a month and having to pay for it.
Well, look, you got to look on the bright side. You know, this is an opportunity to.
No, that's you're the bright side.
You could. What does that mean?
You're not here. You get your television. I don't get mine.
Oh, I don't watch TV.
Well, I don't have anything else to do.
Well, you can subscribe to Reader's Digest.
Oh, come on. You're being really, really out of it.
No, I'm just trying to brainstorm here, you know? Just got to brainwave and come up with ideas.
Huh?
Hey, Ruth?
Yes?
Hey, it's Richard from down the street.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I was just wondering if you could bring back that mail that you took out of my box.
Pardon?
The mail that you collected out of my box.
I don't think I took mail out of any box but my own.
No.
I didn't see anybody else's name on anything.
Oh, yeah, no, it was definitely you. You know, I got you on the security camera and everything. It's no big deal. Like, I appreciate you collecting it while I was out of town, but...
Who are you? I don't even know. Richard down the street. Where is that? Whereabouts?
I'm just about, what, 9, 10 houses down the road from you.
What's your address?
69.
You know, I would never do anything wrong to take anybody's mail.
Oh, no,
I'll go through what I threw away to see if your name is on anything, okay?
Ah, shit. You threw it away?
Well, it's right here. No, I haven't tossed it or anything.
Well, no, it was
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I went to my mailbox, I took whatever was in there and came in the house.
You sound very guilty right now, Ruth. There's really no reason.
I don't even know what you're talking about, for gosh sakes.
Well,
why don't you come here and talk to me in person?
Oh, we can't do that. We got to social distance. You know, there's no vaccine yet. You're crazy. Oh.
You must be out of your mind.
You're gonna
I wouldn't do anything that was unethical. Nothing.
You're telling me
goodness,
I'm out.
You must have problems. I'm very sorry. But if you want to come and talk to me, I'm more than available. Thank
you. Now, you listen here, Ruth. I just got back from out of town. I've been gone for a month. And I know you have like at least 3 weeks worth of mail for me. So you just need to hand it over.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea. Why would I be interested in your mail?
I don't know if you're, I have no idea. Listen, I don't know if you're trying to steal my identity or if you're just like looking for, you know, money
I'm
or credit card.
I'm a pretty old woman to be doing that. I'm very sorry. You're a confused man. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hello?
Hi, Christy?
Yes?
Oh, man, I can barely hear you. What's all that racket?
We're in a restaurant.
Oh, tell all those people to shut up. Tell them to just keep it down.
Who is this?
It's Richard from down the street. Why are you in a restaurant? There's a pandemic going on. You need to be social distancing.
Hang on, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah, I know. Those people are really annoying. Can you get somewhere quiet?
Hang on a minute.
Hurry up.
Well, we have friends that just arrived from Texas. They just walked in the door, so that's part of the reason it's noisy.
Oh, well, then you better hope they don't have COVID.
Hang on a minute.
Hurry up.
Hang on a minute.
It's been more than a minute.
Hang on, I'm going to let you talk to Ed.
Oh, all right, hurry up.
Hello?
Hi, Ed?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Richard with Comcast.
Okay, how are you?
Yeah, who cares? Look, I'm just calling because I needed to let you know about the work crew that's out there on your street. They're going to be doing some emergency maintenance. And I just needed to give you a heads up because there's going to be a disruption to your service.
Okay, fine. I appreciate calling. Take as long as you want. We're not there. I won't be there until November.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they should be done probably mid-December or so. So it might impact you just a little bit.
Mid-December?
Yeah. They gotta run some lines.
Okay. All right. You gotta do what you gotta do. Okay.
Yep. So there's gonna be, you know, no internet and TV and, you know, home phone if you have that.
Wait. No internet, no TV?
Yeah. And home phone if you have that through us as well. That'll all be out.
What's that all about?
They had to install some pull strings or something. I don't really understand the technical details, but yeah, they're it's gonna take them a while because they gotta dig it all up and run it underground.
So don't they have a plan to maintain current service while they're installing the new?
It's just, you know, that's the way the world works now, you know? We're doing the best we can.
No, it's not the way the world works. I mean, that's stupid. We're a customer, and we're paying for the thing with this. You don't cut somebody's service off for 2 months and then plug them with a new service.
Well, it could be like 7 weeks. It might not be full, you know, they could finish early.
All right, whatever.
But, you know, in the meantime, right. you just catch up on your stories. Read a book or, you know, take up painting.
You kidding me?
No, I'm just trying to...
You sound like a typical Comcast guy. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
What does that mean? Typical Comcast guy.
It's terrible, terrible service.
Oh, that's kind of rude. You're making blanket statements.
You know, are you with Comcast?
Of course. Not all of us are stupid. I'm just trying to help out, you know, just coming up with ways to...
I didn't call you stupid. I said the company is doing a dumb thing.
Well, okay, but I work for the company, so in a roundabout way, you're calling me dumb.
If you want to interpret that way, fine. You're dumb. How's that?
Okay, well, you're dumb too, then. How about that?
What's your name?
Richard.
Richard who?
Tannhouse.
Okay. I'll remember that.
Is that supposed to be a threat?
I think you've done a fiscal job of spreading this whole message out.
Well, I think you're over there doing a horrible job social distancing.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mary.
Yes.
Hey, it's Richard from down the street.
Richard from down the street. I don't know who you are.
I'm your neighbor. I'm just a little ways down the trail.
Okay.
Hey, I was just calling to ask if maybe you could return some of the mail that you picked up for me. Or I guess you were picking up for me. I'm not really sure why you took it, but yeah, I'm back in town, so.
I have not picked up any mail for you. I don't even know who you are.
I told you already, this is Richard. I'm just a little ways down.
But why would I pick mail up for you?
Richard, no, what's
I don't name? Know. That's why. Who's that? Is that John in the background? Was it John that took the mail? Or?
What's your last name?
Tannhouse.
We don't know you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know why you took my mail then. That makes it kind of weird.
I do not have any mail for you.
Well, I was... Can you tell John to shut up? Because he's not contributing anything to the conversation.
Oh, yes, he is. You wait.
Hey, well, just get on the phone then if you're going to rattle in the background.
Well, we intend to hang up right now. Click.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Doris?
Yes?
Hey, Doris. It's Richard from down the street.
From where?
From down the street.
Is now predictable and what might happen.
You don't remember me?
Hold on just a minute.
Let's look at the...
I'm having a hard time hearing you because of the TV. I'm sorry. Repeat that.
Oh, were you watching the debates?
I'm sorry?
Were you watching the debate?
Open the gate?
No. Hey, anyway, this is your neighbor from down the street.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know I had a neighbor down the street. I'm sorry.
You didn't know you have any neighbors? You got to get outside more. You know, there's other houses on this street.
Well, when you're 97 years old, you don't get out much.
Holy crap, 97. This might be a new record for me. Anyway, I just got back from my trip. You know, I was out in the Burmese jungle for about a month.
Okay.
And when I returned, the first thing I did was I checked all my security cam footage. And I noticed that you were coming over and sleeping in my bed.
What?
And, you know, it's not the end of the world or anything, but I'm just kind of wondering, like, you know, what made you do that? Just kind of weird.
Are you kidding? I can hardly walk.
Well, I saw you, you know, gingerly climb into my bed on multiple occasions here. I have it here on my security camera.
This is crazy.
Well, it was definitely you. You know, the camera doesn't lie.
No, it was. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, come on, Doris. Don't jerk my chain here.
Don't give me a bad time. I said no.
Well, it was definitely you. I don't understand why you're lying. Like, it's no big deal. I'm not mad. I'm just kind of wondering, you know, what's that all about? You have a thing for me, or were you confused, maybe?
We know what cameras are, and I have one here, so I know what you're talking about. But you're just talking crazy, because that wasn't me. Okay.
Oh, there's nothing crazy about this, Doris. Just fess up.
Hey, quit it now.
Well, obviously you're attracted to me, you know, maybe like you were just kind of fulfilling a fantasy or something. Hello, Doris?
Do you want me to hang up on you? Because I'm not going to listen to you anymore. You're crazy.
Okay. Were you watching the debates on TV?
I was watching it, yes.
Who are you voting for? Who are you going for?
That's a secret.
Oh, well, why is it a secret? Come on, let's have our own debate right now.
I've been watching it since it started.
Oh, well, maybe we're going to vote for the same person, for the same candidates.
Maybe. You never know. I'm vote for the best one. I know that.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm going to vote for the best one.
Okay.
So who are you voting for?
What difference does it make?
I'm just, you know, just making conversation. You know, we're neighbors. We gotta talk more, you know?
No, we're not going to talk more because I don't. What you're telling me is not true. I don't even know who you are, where you live, or anything.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go first. I'm voting for Gloria LaRiva.
I don't know who that is.
She's the candidate for the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
No, that's not. No, I don't think about that.
You need to read some theory. Learn about the immortal science of Marxism-Leninism.
What?
Hello?
Hi, Meryl. Meryl?
No, this is... Hold on a minute.
Oh.
Somebody for you.
That was weird.
Hello?
Hi, Meryl?
Speaking.
Hey, it's Winston with the internet.
Winston with internet, okay.
Yeah, I just needed to let you know that there's going to be a crew in your neighborhood just doing some maintenance in about a half hour.
Okay.
And I'm just supposed to let everyone know about the outage while they're doing some work.
Okay, how long do you think the outage is going
to
be?
They're estimating about 3 to 4 weeks.
We're not going to have internet for 3 to 4 weeks?
Yeah, no internet or TV or home phone. Just, they got to run some lines.
For 3 to 4 weeks, we don't have internet, is what you just said?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What company do you work for?
Comcast.
Comcast?
Yeah, we don't have
Comcast.
Yeah, you're with what, Spectrum or something? We own all the lines.
Yeah, we're with...
Yeah, Pardon? Yeah. They just leased the lines from us. We actually, you know, maintain the infrastructure.
Okay.
And yep, there's going to be a crew out there. They're going to be starting tonight.
Starting tonight, and, you know, they're going to take 3 to 4 weeks to do it?
Yeah, they got to run some line, and, you know, apparently it takes a month.
Oh, this is crazy. That's unacceptable.
Well,
for 3 to 4 weeks. Okay, I know there's nothing you can do about it, but you can be assured we're going to call Spectrum.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
Well, yeah, like I said, though, like Spectrum, they can do even less than I can because, you know, they don't even own the lines.
Well, I don't care who owns the lines. I care about having the internet for the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, it's bad for you anyways. You know, you gotta disconnect sometimes.
No, I don't have to disconnect.
Yeah, you know, it's
okay.
It's good to, you know, get back to nature and just, you know.
Yeah, right.
Look at the trees.
No, we're not going back to nature.
Why not?
All right, we'll call Spectrum.
Well, I don't understand why
your name again was?
Winston.
Winston? Your name was Winston.
Yeah, and
okay.
Look, you don't need to be such a motherfucker about it, you know? It's all for upgrade.
I'm not being a motherfucker about it. I'm just telling you.
Well,
that is unacceptable.
Well,
I'm telling you in a nice way.
Well, you're going to have to learn to accept it because there's no way around it.
Okay, well, maybe somebody else so we can rent a satellite internet.
Oh no, that we
can see if we can go to AT&T.
No,
if they have anything.
No,
we can do a lot of things.
Meryl, listen to me. You're talking crazy. The 5G, you know that causes.
Well, I'm not talking.
That causes cancer and tumors and COVID.
Yeah, that's a lie. 5G does not cause cancer.
Oh, it sure does.
Well, thank you, Winston.
The 5G turned my son.
Have a good evening.
Listen to me, Meryl.
Have a good evening.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen, you motherfucker. The 5G.
Now, don't swear at me. That's unacceptable.
That's like your catchphrase, unacceptable.
Yeah, because I don't use the F word.
Well, bullshit. You said,
you know,
motherfucker.
There's no BS. There is no need for BS. No BS
you,
for FM.
You said
well, here,
you FM.
Here, you want to talk to a woman to say those words?
Okay, put a woman on. No, she's in charge.
Put a woman on. I can't do it, Winston. Hopefully we can have your number and complain.
Whoa,
all right,
you
have
can't.
Have a good day. I'm hanging up. Bye-bye.
You're not my customer, so you can't complain, motherfucker.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hey, is Merrill available?
No, he's not. Can I help you?
Well, this is Winston with Comcast. I was speaking to him a minute ago, but I think the call dropped.
I think he hung up.
Oh, well, that's kind of rude of him. Well, I wasn't done explaining the maintenance and everything that we're going to be doing. There was just one more detail that I needed to let him know about.
Okay, what is the detail?
Well, we're inbound right now in the Comcast chopper, and we're going to be dropping a Faraday cage over the house.
You're so funny.
What do you mean? Okay, first boner sowed in a month. I'm a little rusty. Thanks again to Great Big Pete for helping me break the terrible news to people that they'll be without TV and internet for a month. So, quick recap for those who might have missed the two updates I posted on Patreon. I have been without home internet since September 11th, a day I'll definitely never forget now. I moved, and my new home was not set up correctly for Comcast to switch me on. The technician said the builder did not install a pull string, whatever the hell that is, and I need to make a new appointment once it's installed. So the builder put the pull string in the next day, but Comcast couldn't make it back out until October 7th. I don't know what has Comcast so backed up that appointments aren't available for 2 or 3 weeks in a major city like Seattle, but I nearly shit myself with rage when I learned I wouldn't be able to do shows for all of you. But I'm back now. The constant dread and misery I've been feeling is starting to fade, and shows will resume their regular schedule. I've got some new lists that were sent to me recently, lots of ideas for them, some new music from Henrik and Seven, and as I said in my Patreon post, the next few bonersodes will be extra long. You know, just to make up for the lack of content lately. So again, I'm sorry. A bunch of you made some very nice comments, and it really helped alleviate some of the depression and anxiety I was feeling over the situation. So thanks, everyone. You're the best. See you next week. How in the world can I explain when the words leap off from the page? Is there a way to sell? Get straight from the past parades. The kids are throwing all their charms at the latest joke.
It almost sounds like you're in a helicopter, if that makes sense.